For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel. After learning about social impact business in class, Western Michigan University graduate Patrick Mixes says he was inspired. So inspired that he opened Feed the World Cafe, a Kalamazoo restaurant that gives back to the community. For every meal sold or catered, one or more meals are provided back to those in need. WMUK's Madison Bennett reports.
Mixes studied food service administration at Western, where he learned about social impact business and the company Tom's. It has a similar one-for-one concept.
I thought it'd be cool to help get rid of hunger if there was a restaurant that had a similar concept, one-for-one, so every meal sold, one was provided back to the community to help feed the hungry.
Mixes worked with Professor John Mueller to develop the concept that became Feed the World Cafe.
He helped me develop a business plan, feasibility of the business, just to make sure it would all work, and yeah, helped me with the initial start. I never actually had him for a class, but he was a mentor to me when he heard about the concept.
Mixes says he's wanted to work in the restaurant business for a long time.
Well, in my later teens, I did want to go into the culinary arts and restaurant work, but the concept came from the social impact class, learning the statistics around our community, the community I grew up in, and how unfortunate it is, how many people and kids go without food.
He says Feed the World Cafe works with three groups to help give back to the community.
We work with the Food Bank of South Central Michigan, and we provide them funds to buy more food to give to the community, and then Ministry with Community in Loaves and Fishes, and it's the same, similar thing, but the Food Bank of South Central Michigan also provides them with food.
Food Bank of South Central Michigan Executive Director Keith Williamson says Feed the World Cafe is the only place of its kind his organization partners with.
Most of our other donations come through private sources, individuals, companies, grants, foundations, those kind of things.
The Food Bank of South Central Michigan provides food to 8 counties in Michigan. Williamson says that every dollar it receives can provide up to 6 meals.
And the power of the network we have, we're part of Feeding America, a national network, so every dollar we can get in a donation, we can provide up to 6 meals.
Williamson says that hunger isn't just a seasonal thing. It happens year-round. And he says Mixes Feed the World Cafe helps raise awareness of the issue.
People think about hunger at Christmas time, at Thanksgiving time, because that's the food is what brings families together. But I think when you go into the rest of the year, people tend to forget about it. And through a restaurant such as Feed the World Cafe, where all year long they're bringing attention to the fact that hunger exists, I think that just does wonders as far as raising awareness in the community.
Williamson also says the face of poverty has changed over the years.
Probably 70% of what we serve are people that are working. They have jobs. Most families have at least one full-time job or numerous part-time jobs trying to get by with the cost of health insurance and housing and everything else that keeps adding up. And the wages have not increased to keep up with all that over the years. That's made people right on the edge.
For his part, Patrick Mixes believes his Feed the World Cafe has had a positive impact on the community in the 8 months it's been open.
We're right around 30,000 meals back to the community, trying to help eradicate the hunger in the community and at least drop the statistics greatly.
Mixes says his goal is to reach 100,000 meals given back to the community by the end of the business's first year. You can find more information on Feed the World Cafe at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Madison Bennett.